1850 715 815.
Good afternoon, you're all very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannon sitting in for Joe again this week. 51551 is our text number. Evelyn Roberts, you're organising Tipperary's first ever Pride event.
That's correct, how are you? Thanks very much for having us on.
So tell us, when is it on? What's the plan?
It's on Saturday week, which is the 27th of July, and it's being held in Perlis, Tipperary.
The home of the GAA.
The home of the GAA, correct, yeah.
So, but an issue has emerged. So tell us.
Tell
us about the posters.
So our roadside posters were donated by a local TD, and he kindly gave us 10 large posters. They're about 4 foot by maybe 2-3 foot wide. So they're quite big. And so I went around personally myself and I put them up. I put up 8 big, large posters. And I kept 2 then.
Okay.
And when I went, I noticed the other day when I went, because I put one up near to my home, and I went out the other day and I passed where I had put it up. I put it together on a tree with some cable ties, and I noticed the poster was gone. So I went to the shop and I came back and I said, oh, maybe that's falling down or some, you know, whatever. But the actual poster was totally gone, nowhere to be seen. So I drove around and then I noticed that there was actually altogether three more posters were actually gone. So there were 3 large posters actually taken down altogether.
So nearly half your posters are gone, basically.
Yeah.
And have you any clue at all as to what's happening to them? Who's behind this?
No, I have no idea what's happening or who took them down. Because where they were on main roads, so there was actually no CCTV around to find out who actually had taken them down. I have reported to the local Gardaí, and they said because there's no CCTV, there's nothing really much that they can do, but they have taken note because the event is coming up. So we just want everyone to be safe and stuff. But I have heard that somebody had went on a local radio station and was given out about the gay community in our local area.
They were on local radio giving out. How do you mean giving out about the gay community? The idea of a Pride event, or?
It was coincidental that she was actually on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, she was actually on, and on Tuesday I noticed that the posters had been taken down.
Now, just to be clear, we're not at all suggesting that the person who was on radio is the person that took down the poster. We're clear about that.
Yeah, absolutely not. But I don't know who took down the posters, but it was said on the local radio that by a particular person that they had donated money in a bucket to the actual gay pride that we're having in town. But I just wanted to make clear that I put out no personal buckets for pride whatsoever. So I don't know where that statement had come out of.
All right. So somebody went on radio locally there saying that there had been a collection out there for pride and they donated to this collection. But you're saying whatever was being collected for, it wasn't for your event.
No, it definitely wasn't for my event because I didn't put up. I only put up posters and social media is how we're advertising our event here in Carlow.
And so, and this person who was, as you say, giving out about the gay community in Tipperary, what was their beef? Like, what was their issue?
She was just basically saying that it was supposed to be Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. So we were just very upset that it was even going on about that. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
And what has the response generally been? I'm kind of surprised, actually, you haven't had a Pride event in Tipperary up to now. But what's been the response locally to the, you know, your promotion of it and telling people that it's coming up?
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to say something there. I meant to say that I know a few years ago, I think, when the say yes to marriage equality, that they did have a demonstration on our local square. But it wasn't received very well by local people. However, this is the very first official Pride which has been taken place.
Right. Again, when you say not received too well by local people, in what way did they display their displeasure?
Now, I wasn't actually at this event. It was actually someone that messaged me through social media and said that they had had a demonstration up in the local in the local square, and that local people were saying that that they wasn't welcome and they were just against marriage equality.
Wasn't
received very well that way.
Sure, but Evelyn, like, given this business with the posters now, and given what you just told us there, are you in any way apprehensive now in the run up to this event?
I suppose I am in events like these. I suppose you're always a little bit apprehensive. And to be fair, I think it's a minority more than a majority of people that are small minded. Do you know what I mean? So, but the response I've had so far around our town and from local businesses has been very good, and we're very grateful for all the support that we have given. I got a phone call from a local bank here the other day. They actually put up a little section in the bank supporting Pride. So, you know, that we're very grateful for that. You know,
and it's just you're on a committee. There's a committee, I believe, organising this.
Yeah, there's a committee of five of us, myself, the main organiser, and then we have four more other girls then as well, that they're helping out and putting up posters and just getting little bits and stuff ready for the actual main event, which is going to be next Saturday, like I said. So.
And what's going to be the main event? What are you planning?
So we have plenty of stuff going on. It starts off at 4 o'clock. We have down in our local town park. We have like a meditation circle, more for fun. And I certainly would be going to it with all the stress. But
I could do with a bit of mindfulness after that.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kicking off from my local girl called Maeve. And then at 4 to 6, then we will be leaving our town park and we'll be parading through the town of Thurles. And we'll be going on to Old Baker Street, which a street party has been held from 6 o'clock until around 8 o'clock. And then we go to another local bar called Q11 from around half 7, 8 o'clock or until half 9, 10 o'clock. And then the main event has been held in Jim Kennedy's on Parnell Street. There we'll have a drag acts and blind date and Mr. and Mrs. Gay Tipperary. So it's going to be great, and DJ. So it's going to be a great night full of entertainment.
Have you got many applicants for Mr. and Mrs. Gay Tipperary?
If more so for the fellas, but I know a few people that will be going that I'll be grabbing the females as well to set them up on dates. I think it's only fair that we're all for equal rights and all that, so we can't have one more than the other.
And this was your own idea, was it? You were the inspiration behind this?
Yeah, it basically happened through that I'm celebrating my 40th next January, and I have one of my favourite bands is Fastel. They're from Cork. And they're very well known down in that area. So one of my friends and I had said we'd have a Pride-themed party. And they said, sure, why don't you just organise Pride all together? And sure, before we knew it, like, by the end of the night, we had something organised, one or two events organised before we knew it. So it kind of blew up from there. And if I'm being honest, I didn't think it would actually get as big as I thought. And the response around, like I said, has been great. I've had a few... one mother come up to me and she said that that it was great to see something positive coming to the town, and that her daughter was feeling trapped as a teenager in Thurles, and that she didn't know of any of the services that were available to the LGBTQ community. So she just said she was just coming up giving some support. And so since then, her daughter has contacted me, and she's now being involved in the actual, she's one of the volunteers for Pride, so she's delighted to see that the support is coming to Thurles.
How do you think, we have Taoiseach who is gay, you know, we have a huge amount of discussion, and obviously we had a huge Pride event in Dublin here recently.
Yeah.
How far do you think down the country have we come regarding Pride and regarding, I know you've had this issue now with the posters, but in general do you feel this is a very different country than it was maybe even 5 or 10 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen people coming out, when it kind of all went public, I've seen people coming out of the closet and or out of the woodwork that I didn't even know that was from the LGBTQ community. And it's just more people have been coming up to me saying, like, this is great. Like, Tipperary is the biggest inland county in Ireland. So, like, as you can imagine, like, gay spectrum and the LGBTQ spectrum is quite big. So people from our areas, they have to travel to Cork, Limerick and Dublin and so on to go to different Pride events. And so I think it's very important just to remember that it's okay to be who you are in your own local town, that you don't have to go, you know, somewhere to, that you're going, you're paying for to get there, you're paying for accommodation, you're paying for a night out. You know, it's okay to go somewhere that's LGBTQ friendly and just be yourself. So compared to 5, 10 years, 20 years ago, it's absolutely come a long way, thank God.
Indeed. Evelyn, we wish you the very best of luck with that. It's Saturday week, is it?
Yeah, it's the 27th Saturday week, kicking off at 4 o'clock. And anyone that wants to contact me, we have a Facebook page and we have Instagram, or they can contact me directly, Evelyn Roberts, on Facebook. That would be great. And we're encouraging all the younger generation from all around, and Tipperary and Thurles and the surrounding counties as well. Please get in contact if they want to get involved in any way, shape or form. It's very important for the younger generation to feel that they're included as well, no matter how young or old they are.
Okay, Evelyn, thanks for that. And if you want to contact us here on Liveline, it's 1857 15 815.